And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studio. This pre-Christmas spectacular with Dr. Bob Blum, the one and only IGFA expert. What else can you say about Bob? He's a doctor.
He holds the record for the Cortez Sea Chub. What else needs to be said?
Thank you, Rick. I was lost for words on that. As would anybody.
Yeah. I mean, in the presence of such a great angler, I mean, it's not easy to keep one's composure.
And the other cool thing about Bob is he's done a lot of research. He's a doctor. He's an MD, retired, and has done a ton of research on different medications for seasickness. And we've been talking a lot about that this morning. So if you have questions about that and want to join us, there you go.
I find that awesome. And I got a lot of questions also. You know, I know we got a lot of patient callers that want to hear about it. And I want to hear more about all the ones that went away, the Scopace and all those things. So lots of great information still to come. Another full hour coming your way. And if you want to join in on the discussion, join in the fun, find out, ask some questions, we would love to hear from you this morning. As we said, two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. And first, versus with that local number, that's 858 area code 457-1090, or you can reach us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Not only is Bob going to be sharing all this great information with us, but we've also got a couple of great prizes for you at the end of the show today. First of which is that Aptco Alejos belt and Aptco short pump long-range gloves, just the nicest belt and glove combo that's out there. Thanks to our great friends up at Aptco for that great prize. You heard from Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing during the catch report there, threw in a little bonus prize for another lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a pair of tickets to go three-quarter day fishing out of Dana Wharf Sport
and
Fishing.
And go catch one of those 31-pound yellowtail.
How about that?
Huh?
In December. How cool is that?
In winter.
How cool is that?
The brutal winter of Southern California here, yeah.
The Great White North County.
All right. Hey, here's one of my heroes, Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Why is he my hero? Because he has discovered the Fountain of Youth. Right, Ron?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's just been a great winter for surf, hasn't it, Pete?
Yes, indeed it has. So, Ron, you have these, we talked about last week, the best, I think, one of the best gift ideas, especially for last-minute people. You don't need to go to a mall. You don't need to buy online, although you can. It is an amazing $100 Christmas gift. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, after the show last week, we literally had great success selling these gift boxes. They're Fishing Mission gift boxes. They come with some swag in it, like a hat and a great T-shirt and war baits and swim baits that we use during the Fishing Mission. But what's cool about these things is that, you know, the guy that can't figure out what to get his dad, or maybe, you know, he's sitting there going, God, my dad's got everything. Well, give him an experience. Send him fishing. Go fishing with them on kayaks, full on, you know, pro anglers, the brand new 2015s. We're using all of those in the spring, and it's just going to be a great time out fishing on kayaks with maybe your boss, maybe a boss wants some of his employees.
And if you've never done kayak fishing before, this is such a great way to do it. In fact, we took a group of people in the fishing industry last year that have never been on kayaks. And I got to tell you, I mean, especially like Lori from the American Angler.
That's so cool.
I mean, she was so thrilled. She'd never been in a kayak before. She couldn't wait to go back again on a fishing mission. It's one of those deals where you don't need to worry about anything. Fast Lane, the guys at Fast Lane do everything for you.
Well, you know, hopefully, you know, we've got good guides. We've got the brand new boats. So a guy that's maybe going, is this kayak fishing really what I want to do? Do I really, you know, this is a way you can figure it out. You can go try a couple models, need to, you know, when I say try a couple models, I mean, you know, the Outback or the Pro Angler 14 are the two hot ones right now.
Yeah.
And we use a lot of those, but we also have Revolutions and the other Mirage Drive kayaks in the fishing mission.
But even if you're not one that wants to get a kayak, this is a great experience you can give as a gift to somebody. Just say, hey, go try this.
Yeah.
This is a really cool, fun thing. So how do we do it? How do we get the Fishing Mission gift box?
Well, right now you can just go online to fastlanekayaking.com, and you can check it out on our website, our new website.
All right.
We have pictures of it, of what you get, the little box.
It's cool. T-shirts. You really set it up nicely.
Yeah, the Fishing Mission t-shirts are a little different, and you know, we have different models. But we've put one of those in the box, and we have the right sizes available. And the other thing, you know, when you go online, you can buy the thing right online. We'll mail it to you, or you can just come down to the store and grab one. The boxes are all, you know, ready to go.
Ready to go. And it's $100. And how do we get it?
What? Call us at 619-222-0766 or go online to fastlanekayaking.com.
All right. Mr. Ron Lane, the man who has discovered the Fountain of Youth, and to find out, for those of you older people like myself, what the Fountain of Youth is, you just have to go to Fastlane and he'll tell you. Talk to you later, Ron.
Man, it's too much fun living in San Diego, isn't it?
It is. Hey, Ron, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks
a
lot.
Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, well, let's jump into the phones. They are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Bob. And why don't we start it off this morning with John, who's called us from Los Alamitos. John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate your call this morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. My question was, are those bluefin still around at the Tanner?
You know, I think that we just kind of have to wait and see how this weather shapes up for us there. The problem that we ran into was a lack of a good weather pattern, and, you know, that just kind of kept guys from going out there. And, you know, now we run into holidays, so I think we'll just wait and see. I know there was a couple of guys trying to get trips out. No word that I've heard as far as bluefin still being at the Tanner. With their decent weather right now, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if somebody could go out there and make a catch on some fish. But, you know, the weather kept the sport boats going, and just like most things, without the coverage, it's hard to really know how much fish is available for us. So I think it's just going to take enough guys in the right weather window to get out there and find out if there's still some fish to be had. But I can tell you, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised about it.
And in the meantime, if you're the bluefin and the elephant in there, maybe you can go out and catch a world record sheephead. What is the record on California sheephead, Bob?
I'll have to look it up.
You have to look it up.
Yeah,
I'll bet it's big.
Yeah, high 20s, I'll bet.
Is it really?
I would
high
bet. 20s? I mean, I'm not positive. I want to say that like 28 pounds or something outrageous like that.
Yeah. But. Merry Christmas to you, John.
Yeah, John.
Thanks a lot for the call. And that was the cool thing about that when it was going on. Is that
28 pounds, 6 ounces.
Woo, that's a big one.
28 pounds, 6 ounces.
That's all pack of world record.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but, you know, toot, toot.
Yeah,
do you have one?
Well, I mean, I called it, I call it world record
pounds.
Size. You know.
Yeah, there's an Eastern sheep's head also, 21 pounds.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
Are they as crazy looking as the ones we have here?
They look very different than the ones we have.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone knows the interesting about them is that the California sheep's heads are born as females and turn into males.
Yeah,
that's kind of an interesting adaptation.
Yeah, that is an interesting adaptation. All right, hey, let's go ahead and jump back into the phone.
You got it. How about we go down and talk to Goldie this morning? Goldie's calling us from North Park. Goldie, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
First of all, happy holidays, gentlemen.
You as well, Goldie.
Just had to turn my speakerphone off there.
Very good.
All right, good morning.
I have been diagnosed with a rare medical condition due to, you know, loss of balance. The doctor diagnosed it as, let's talk hookup groupieism, characterized by excessive purchases of fishing tackle.
Well, that sounds like quite an ailment.
Yeah. Quite an ailment.
Yeah. Carol says Bob has that same disease.
Suffering from the same ailment.
I think I have that, too.
Yeah.
But, Dr. Blum, IGFA will recognize line records caught on, let's say, a private yacht where you can sit in a chair and the boat will run the fish down for you. Excuse me. But God forbid, on a long-range boat, your rod should touch the rail, you're immediately disqualified, It seems illogical to me, and I'd like you to comment on that. And I didn't get on yesterday, but I do have a Christmas limerick.
Go for it. Give it to us.
Roses are reddish. Violets are bluish. If it wasn't for Christmas, we'd all be Jewish. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Goldie.
I love your show. Dr. Blum, you are fascinating to listen to. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on my real serious question. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Goldie.
All right, serious thoughts there. Thanks, Goldie. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, what you said is true, that the when IGFA was founded in 1939, that most of the people, they couldn't have anticipated the kind of fishing that we do. However, when they adopted the rules, when they were looking for rules, what they went to was the Catalina Tuna Club. And a lot of the rules that they adopted are from the Catalina Tuna Club. And one that is totally sacrosanct is nobody but the fisherman can touch the rod, reel, or line. And if I'm fishing and you lean over and turn off the clicker on my reel, you have disqualified my fish.
That's just the rules.
That's just the rule. And also,
is it fair to guys fishing on long range boats compared to guys fishing on private yachts? I guess it's kind of, you got to decide. Yeah. Can guys on private yachts travel the distance that a long-range boat has to go target giant elephant tuna like that? Yes. Probably not. So there's a balance
right? I'm in complete agreement with Goldie. It's not fair that a fish that's caught with the use of the boat and a chair is qualified a record when a guy from a standing boat is not with the rod. That being said, I completely, as much as I disagree with it, I get it too. How is it fair that a guy who caught his record under those rules can have his record broken due to a rule change? Well, we want it like this now, so now we're going to go ahead and change the rules, and now your record no longer stands.
So you can't.
So how
that.
Is that fair? You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I get it completely. Yeah. I mean, I'm a long range rail rod guy that think that a guy can put that much effort and work into catching a fish and it not qualify for a record because of that. I don't agree with it, but how is it fair that you change the rules and take a guy's record?
Right. And like Bob says, these rules were adapted in what years?
1939. They've been modified as tackle has evolved, but some of those things go all the way back to the 1898 Catalina Tuna Club rules.
Wow. All right. Hey, very good, Goldie. Good question, though.
Yeah, I agree.
And I like your limerick, too.
That was fun. Hey, speaking of fun, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report. And the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Dave?
Unbelievable. The yellowtail popped right back up there. Brian's having a phenomenal week down there in Box Canyon again. It's just incredible that those yellows are still here. We're talking Christmas, and we're catching yellowtail.
How about
on
that?
The coast. Unbelievable.
Gotta love it.
So cool.
Absolutely. What a cool year. What a great year. Hopefully next year's just half as good. We'll all be happy.
No kidding.
But, hey, as far as the lobsters go, really good crawl up there in Long Beach and San Pedro Harbor after we finally had some real rain. It got those bugs moving around up there in the harbor, and I know some guys had some really phenomenal trips this week up there. Also over at Catalina, really good lobster fishing all over the front side of the island there. It's pretty shallow water fishing, though, guys. You don't need to be out there in the deep water. Those lobsters are crawling around inside in the shallow water, 20, 30 feet of water. Still really good bonita fishing on the front side of Catalina also. Those fish are bigger, getting bigger. They're 5-6 pound bonita. Mixed in with a little bit of yellowtail up and down the front side. If you get lucky, if you can get through the sea lions, you can still catch a little bit of yellow on the front side of Catalina. And then up and down the coast everywhere pretty much is still pretty good rockfish fishing. We got another week and a half of that. So if you want to get some fish for Christmas or New Year's, I'd suggest getting on one of those sport boats up or down the coast there and getting out there and catching some rockfish, guys. And then, like I said, down there, Box Canyon, get on the Sun Fun, go fishing with Brian. They're still knocking the crap out of the yellows. The fish count doesn't show exactly how much fish they're catching because they're only getting about a third of what they're hooking.
Wow.
My report for the week. Merry Christmas to everybody, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
And, of course, if you want to get Dave's information, find out about that box can yellow, where the specific spots where they're catching them are, go out the Coronado Island yellow, the rockfish spots, fishdope.com. Another great last-minute Christmas gift you can do right online, right now, and save $20 on a fishdope.com new membership by using the code FISHMAS. Now, Dave, let me ask you, if you were an angler and you didn't have Fish Dope, what a great Christmas gift, huh?
Absolutely. Guys, I look at Fish Dope every day, a couple times a day, as a matter of fact, because I'm fishing every day, and Danny gets the information that it saves me from making 15 phone calls a day. I just go and look at what Danny's got because everybody calls him and tells him what's going on. So if you guys aren't using it, I would be really shocked at how you're figuring out what's going on if you're not out on the water every day.
That's right. And this is the dead of winter. Think about in the spring and summer when it's really happening,
exactly.
When that sea bass starts biting and the tuna. Fishdope.com, Fishmas, small letters, one word, $20 discount coupon. Dave, thanks for all the great reports, and we'll talk to you for one final report for 2014, and then, of course, a lot more for 2015 next Sunday.
Absolutely, guys.
Merry
and if you guys want me to go fishing with you, just look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And have a great Christmas. Kelly and I are doing the boat parade tonight up in Newport. So,
sweet.
No fishing today, but we'll be out there next week.
All
Merry
right,
Christmas,
very
Dave.
Good. Merry Christmas, Dave. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. Hey, we said it all year long. The private boaters have really caught on to the drop off your fish services offered by Fisherman's Processing. You can either drive and drive your boat right on the trailer to Fisherman's Processing. They've got a big parking lot that's got an easy roundabout to get through with your boat on the trailer. Or better yet, you can drive it right up to their private dock. Just give them a call, drive right up to the dock. They'll meet you down there with a tote, offload your fish, and start cutting while you wait. You go motor your boat back over to the trailer, get it on the trailer,
so
get things
good.
Cleaned up. By the time you swing back through, your fish will be vacuum packed and waiting for you to be picked up. It's such a cool service. And like we said, nobody does it better than those guys over at Fisherman's Processing. If you want more information on anything going on at Fisherman's Processing, just check out their website, fishermansprocessing.com, for more details.
Indeed. Now, your Royal Star trip in 2015.
Right.
December 2015 has taken a little turn for the better, hasn't it?
You know, it's been a fun thing. That trip has evolved several times and has seen a lot of success over the years. It started as a 10-day trip targeting those big fish in the area we call the beach, you know, the banks outside of Mag Bay, and it was centered around that big fish fishing. Then when the beach started to kind of slow and there was better fishing in the lower zones, the buffer zone, things like that, we extended the trip, evolved into a 12-day trip to take advantage of that fish if the beach fishing wasn't happening. And now that there's been several years where we've relied on fishing that buffer zone, it said, you know, well, it's time for it to evolve again. So it has now changed from just a 12-day to what we call a 12-15, which is 12 days on the boat with an option of flying home at the end of the trip from Cabo.
And then meeting the boat 3 days later,
exactly.
In San Diego.
So if you were to ride down and ride back, which is always an option, it would be a 15-day trip, but you're only on the boat for 12 days. And the really cool thing about those 12 days, they take advantage of two weekends. So you have the optimum amount of time fishing in the most southern zones, whether it be the buffer zone or Hurricane Bank or wherever, but missing the minimal amount of work time. It's a really, really cool trip.
So they've opted into fly back option on day 12, and in addition to that, you have some superstars going on this trip.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
once they added that flyback option, the superstars jumped on.
There's going to be some really, really great fishermen I know that are going on next year's trips. I know Gary Sato's going, and a bunch of, like you say, some of the
best big fish anglers in the world.
It's going to be a really cool trip.
Yeah, limited load.
Ultra limited load. The trip is limited to only 20 anglers as it was, and I know that there's a couple of people that are, you know,
they're buying two tickets so they can have their own stateroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there'll be even less anglers as it is. So
and there's only four spots left right now.
Once the word got out about exactly what you're describing, the caliber of people are going, the few number of people are going, and how much work time you're going to miss, the spots all started going away. So yeah, three spots left for next year's trip.
Call the Royal Star office, 619-224-4764. Grab one of those three spots or you're going to be out of luck.
Yeah, that's for sure. It absolutely will be sold out in the next few weeks, so grab it because we're going to have a great time, and I would love to get to go fishing with you for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
In the past, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation board shorts. Features include four-way stretch micro poly, pliers pockets, a stain-resistant finish, quick dry, UV protection, plus an AFCO exclusive, a bamboo charcoal inside laminate that is both moisture-wicking and antimicrobial. Available in a variety of prints and colors, these technically advanced board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing shorts. Check them out today at Better Tackle Shops.
I am an angler, a heroic defender of the noble sport of fishing. When I go out with my crew, we're prepared for everything, from itty-bitty mosquitoes to the biggest bass you've ever seen. Not to mention, we all wear life jackets. And with this year's drought conditions, we're also defending every last drop of water, saving lives and saving water, because the best defense is a good offense. Just don't tell the fish that.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at SearcherSportFishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearchersportFishing.com.
SRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztec.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Dr. Bob Blum. Let's go ahead and jump into
it. You got that, man. Every single phone line is full. We're going to go to Rich, because he's calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
The doctor is in. You have a question, Rich?
Well, actually, I've got a comment and maybe some good news for folks out there.
Okay.
I've been like the test guinea pig for seasickness all my life. And I've got to be, because I'm hooked on fishing. And I was really bummed when they took away Scopace, but then I was lucky. I found a source for it. There's a few pharmacies out there that they call compounding pharmacies.
Yes.
And if you take your prescription there, they can fill it for you. And I lucked out that we've got one local here, and he had an 800 number, and I could have the doctor fax over the prescription.
In a compounding pharmacy.
Yeah, and turned out that the guy was a fisherman, and he says
really?
One of the things you want to do when you take this stuff is drink plenty of water.
Yeah.
So Scopace is still available.
So now is it in that in the syringe form where it's a gel?
No, what you used to be able to get looked like an aspirin. It was a tablet.
Right.
So they're compounding it and putting it into a capsule. So it's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you take it just like you used to. And
wow.
And for me, it works. And
it's basically scopolamine in a capsule form.
Well, yeah,
instead
that's what
of a tablet
is.
Form. Oh, Carol's all over this. Carol's like excited. So
yeah,
what compounding pharmacy is it?
The one I get it from is called... Central Coast Pharmacy Specialties.
Okay.
And I've got their 800 number if you want it.
All right, shoot.
Okay, it's 238-5999.
That's 800-238-5999.
Yeah.
Central Coast Compounding Pharmacy.
They're in Templeton.
Okay, but they'll mail it to you, I'm sure. But you have to have a doctor's prescription.
Oh, yeah, you know, you just have your doctor fax it over to them, or, you know, that's pretty common nowadays.
All right, so that's cool to find a pharmacist who's a fisherman.
Exactly.
This is good. This is very good information, Rich.
Yeah, I thought it was just too important not to share with your audience.
That is a really, really good information.
It was like ecstasy to...
Okay, now I'm going to get 200 more questions. What was the name of that compound? That's okay. You know, that's all right. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
so let's talk about...
To find out that Sergion Forte was not really available.
Yeah, well, it's available...
On the other hand, I've got a solution for my problem, and this stuff works. So.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, that's the difference between that is that medication is designed for seasickness. Right, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the cool thing about Scopace was that was the stuff that they gave to the astronauts to keep them from puking inside the space capsule, which could be a real bummer having that.
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
You are right. That would definitely be a bummer.
So let me ask you this, Bob. Sure. Let's talk about scopolamine. There was the scopolamine pill, the scopolamine patch.
Yes.
Scopolamine pill is no longer available. Scopolamine patch is available.
Yes.
And now we've heard from Rich that compounding pharmacists, we've talked about that before. How much was the prescription, by the way, Rich?
No, it was reasonable. I can't remember.
It wasn't that bad, though.
No, it was, you know, just, you know, $20 or $30.
Oh, okay.
I think it depends upon how many pills you get, too.
Sure.
So
sure.
When you ask your doctor, tell him, you know, I need a dozen pills or I need, you know, 20 or 30, and... You know, depending upon your doctor, he'll give you whatever you want.
Great, great information. You know, Bob had found a compounding pharmacy that did the Scopace or scopolamine in a gel form, but it was very expensive, right, Bob?
Well, you know, expensive. When you're sick, you'll pay anything.
Yeah, pay.
How true is that?
You know, I don't think it was that bad. I think it was like $83 for 10 doses. It was a gel that came in a little syringe, and you put a tenth of a milligram behind your ear. I have no personal experience, but when we were down in Rancho Leonero, it was a family that was using it and found it to be quite effective.
Quite effective, okay. Mm-hmm. So this sounds like a good source, though, huh, Bob?
Yes, it does.
As a doctor, do you recommend scopolamine over any other seasick medication from a pharmacy?
Yes, well, the Transderm Scope Patch has been available and is available for some time.
But the problem with the Transscope is sometimes it overdoses people, right?
A little bit. It's long-acting, you know. You have to put it on before the trip, you know.
Right.
I recommend if you're going on a long-range trip and the trip leaves at noon, put it on when you wake up in the morning.
Okay.
And I just want to read you one statement. It said, a 2012 study comparing the effects of cinarizine to Transderm Scope for the treatment of seasickness concluded that the scopolamine was significantly more effective and had fewer adverse side effects.
Okay.
That's comparing it to the Sturgeon Forte.
Cinarizine or Sturgeon Forte.
Yeah, no, that's really...
Less side effects and more effective for the seasickness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I was really bummed out. The way I found out that the Scopex was what available was listening to the show one day.
Yeah.
And I heard this, and I went, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Carol, your wife is like in a panic. She hoarded it.
I ran to the pharmacist at Kaiser and said, how many do you have? Yeah. Give me all you got.
Yeah. Because there was a company in Arizona that was manufacturing the tablet.
I called them on Monday to ask if they were going to possibly start up making again. He said no.
It wasn't profitable enough for him.
I don't know why, though. I mean,
he's like a compounding pharmacist, basically.
Well, he gave me some excuse about why they weren't doing it, but it didn't make any sense to me, and I just... Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye, you know?
So, okay, so Rich, once again, Central Coast Compounding Pharmacy. Do you?
No, it's called Central Coast Pharmacy Specialties.
Pharmacy Specialties, and do you remember the particular pharmacist that was the fisherman?
No.
No.
But I'm thinking it's kind of a small operation, so chances are if you call during business hours, you're going to get the same guy.
Okay.
And then the other thing that he told me, too, is, and I proved it to be true with my own screw-ups, was make sure you take it at least an hour before you go.
Okay, that's
and drink lots of water.
And was there a dosing on it, or he they just knew that?
Yeah, it was one every 12 hours.
One every 12 hours. Okay, 800-238-5999, Central Coast Pharmacy Specialties. Rich, you're awesome.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Great.
Good information.
Well, it was like it made my life worth living again.
Yeah.
You can't go fishing, you know. How can you live like that?
That's right, for sure. Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Well,
appreciate
thank you.
That
same
very
you.
Much.
By the way, this guy, Dr. Bob, he's fun to listen to.
Bob, Dr. Bob is one of our favorites. Yeah.
Thank you.
You ought to come to Ranch. You think he's fun now? You ought to come to Rancho Llanero in June and watch him run the tournament down there.
Wow.
Yeah, get a margarita in him and watch what happens.
Yeah, it really goes fun.
Really cut
yeah.
loose.
Yeah, yeah.
You can buy me one.
And then, you know, Carol, his wife, is sitting here, who's very shy. She won't talk. But you put a margarita in here and watch her cut loose. Dancing on the tables and everything? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Well, hey, the phones are still packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to Bob. How about next up, we talk to Tom, called us from San Diego. Tom, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I couldn't get in yesterday. Of course, Matt was let off very strong, and my limerick had to do with, the captain's flying up to Seattle and Wayne throwing his Stanford ring in the bay because USC beat him again. But beyond that, I just wanted to ask, I think there's an answer, and that's because they're located down in Florida. Why don't they at least add an alternative such as rail rod records or using a rail if you had to for the big fish.
Bob, why don't they have a rail rod record?
Well, it isn't every fish that you need a rail for. You know, it's only when we're talking really big fish that it even comes up. And where would you start? Where would you stop?
Yeah,
would you pick for this?
That's the problem. There's so many different.
Well, and I'll add one thing into this. And don't get me wrong. Again, I work at a tackle store that specializes in that long-range thing. That is my, without question, favorite form of fishing. But we have a tendency of doing this on the West Coast when, and I see it a lot in fishing tackle, when a particular reel gets discontinued from a lineup, like a Trinidad 40 or a particular Marauder goes away. And we think, are you crazy? How could you get rid of that? Well, The people that use the rail technique are us. It's our few guys that go fishing on long range boats, not the world record, every nation's record category. I mean,
right.
we're still a small niche group to the world of fishermen, but you know, to us it's our entire world. But you got to remember,
remember what Rollo said: the rail is your friend.
No doubt about it, my
and
friend.
And I'm going to tell you, when you go on the journeyman trip in January, the rail is your friend on the journeyman, too. They have awesome rails on that boat.
That's what I can't wait. That's the reason that boat is so cool, too, because you literally
have
a yacht that is set up like a long-range boat.
Walk
both in comfort and in style of fishing. I cannot wait.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right.
I'd like to point out that when Mike Livingston caught the first 400-pound tuna on the Vagabond, he did not use the rail.
Yeah, right. He was in a belt and harness.
Yeah. And it still can be done on every boat, for sure. How about next up, we talk to Ted, who's calling us from San Clemente this morning. Again, Ted, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Sorry to leave you on hold for so long there, Ted.
That's all right. So, happy holidays, Pete, Rick, and Bob.
Hey, Ted.
I want to give you a little update. I was down in Cabo last week fishing. Give a little update on the town and the airport. The airport's kind of beat up, you know, but
still
they're coming in and out.
Yeah.
As far as going through the town of Cabo itself, you wouldn't even know the hurricane hit it because it doesn't really beat up all that bad. They got to fix up pretty well, and all the cultural spots like Squid Row and Giggly Marlin are full back and forth.
Full tilt.
Thank
I
God.
Like that. The cultural
thank God.
Spot.
Yeah, thank
cultural
God.
Spot.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good way to put it there,
cool.
Ted.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the hotels on the beach, like near the Finisterre and the Solomar, are and all those timeshares are just beat the heck. Okay?
Yeah. A lot of them aren't even going to open again until April,
well,
May, right?
They might want to open them, but they're going to have to shovel the sand out of the swimming pools because most of them are just level full of sand.
Wow. Wow.
But I went fishing down there with my wife, Blanca, and I always take her along because that means I'm going to get some big fish.
Oh, yeah. Blanca's the lucky charm.
Yeah. So we were fishing in the Pacific part, and I think the marlin are still probably pretty much up along the coast, if they haven't gotten down the Golden Gate. But we were able to get 4 to 6 Dorado a day and got ourselves a couple of nice marlin. And the Dorado were in nice shape, anywhere from 20 to 25 pounds. So really
sweet.
Nice. So
That's good.
But I also want to talk about another thing, another aspect of when you get down there. I usually fish out of the East Cape. and I always like to fish off of El Logo Dos or one of the nice boats up there. Well, the captain, Julio Cota, is now doesn't have the El Logo Dos anymore. Oh. What he's fishing off right now is a fish called a Thresher, which is a 33-foot blackfin.
Wow.
And he brings his boat down to Cabo, and we were able to fish off of that new boat he has.
Very nice.
It may not be new, but I'm telling you, it is spotless.
Well, Julio is a great captain, legendary.
Oh, you know Julio then?
Okay. Oh, of course, yeah, legendary captain there.
Like I said, he's just a legendary captain. Stays out, good, you know, like I said. But the thing is, it gives you another option because you can get some good boats down in Cabo and you can get some not such good boats.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, I might add, too, for those of our listeners, too, one of our Let's Talk Hookup sponsors, El Regalo Sport Fishing, beautiful. 35-foot Cabo. He bases in Cabo in the winter, too. So
is that right?
El Regalo Sport, you want to fish a luxury, beautiful 35-foot Cabo for a reasonable price. El Regalo Sport Fishing, if you're going to Cabo, too. But that's a good tip. Now, Ted, you and Blanca going to come and try and win the title back at Rancho Leonero?
Absolutely.
Okay, so now describe what kind of tournament director Bob is.
Well, he's very precise, okay, and he doesn't like to bend the rules, and he's very, very dependable.
That's right.
Thank you.
And that's why we like him. That
great
was good,
Ted. Yes, awesome.
Thank you, Ted.
Well, our best to you and Blanca, and Merry Christmas, Ted. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. Appreciate
sure
the call. All right, good report.
Cultural spot, right? That was
yeah,
a
cultural spot.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Great. Ted and Blanca, his wife, are regulars at the Rancho Leonero tournament, been part of our tournaments for
many years,
and always a pleasure having them along.
Hey, phone lines are still packed up. Another very patient caller. We appreciate hanging in there with us. Rudy this morning. Rudy from Carlsbad. Rudy, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk
Hookup.
Rudy.
Thanks for hanging in there.
I wanted to thank you guys for all the things you've done for us all this year. And also, you can get Michael Mays at Costco. Bottle of 100 costs you less than $5.
That's a deal.
Yeah. And if you get sleepy, I take this thing that they give me. It's called Provisional. It's kind of hard to get now, but it keeps you awake and bright.
Okay.
Pilots usually use it, so
okay.
That's my. But anyway, I called to thank everybody, and Rick, thanks for giving me my Bojangles name.
All right, Rudy, thanks a lot for the phone call, and Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas.
You. All right. Bojangles. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey,
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, Mr. Bojangles.
From our casting contest.
Oh, from the casting contest at the Ford dealership.
Yes. Yeah.
Which we will have.
It's on.
Next year.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, we will have next year our San Diego County Ford Dealers Casting Contest. So guess what the big grand prize is this year?
I'm ready, dude. Bring it on. Because I don't know how we'll ever
We're
top.
Working on it. It's not finalized yet. But trip to Kingfisher Trucks.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Trip to
How
Austin.
Cool.
How about that?
That's
huh?
awesome.
Working on the details on it. We're going to finalize it. But,
so again, potentially just for coming, hanging out, enjoying a fun, free morning, completely free of anything, having some donuts with the Cowboys, showing up, probably winning raffle prizes. You also are going to have a shot to go to Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
How about that, huh?
Awesome.
Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with good information. How about that short bill spearfish in December.
In December.
Yeah.
I mean,
even in July, right?
A really big one, too,
yeah,
for short-billed spearfish, which are traditionally a small fish. That's a really nice one.
Big one, yeah. And normally you catch them off of Hawaii in January or something like that. But check that out. Got full details on that and more. The great information about yellowtail and halibut and hunting and everything else. It's this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, where, of course, you can always see who's our guest on the show for the following weekend, too.
Want to throw another tip out there. Our really good friends up at Poway Valley Collision, Jim and Mary, sent in a little info that they have used a compounding pharmacy in San Diego to make the same formula as the Scopace pill. And they even have that pharmacy has a little flyer. You can't find Scopace, we'll build it for you.
Oh!
And that's in San Diego, and it's AlvaradoPharmacy.com, you can find it. And there's a phone number to the pharmacy. I'm going to put both, I was working on it right now, I'm going to put the information that Rich and Bradley just shared with us on our Facebook page with the phone number to the Central Coast Pharmacy Specialties, and then also this one that Mary just sent us, the Alvarado Pharmacy, which is 619 619- 1-877-285-5107. I'll put both those up on our Facebook page.
And they'll compound a capsule for you.
Correct, yeah. Same deal. So
thanks, Mary and Jim. And, of course, I want to remind you, too, you know, a lot of rain this past week.
Exactly.
If you get unhappily getting a fender bender or something like that, the only people to go to are Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision. They take really good care of our listeners at Poway Valley Collision. I don't care whether you're coming from L.A., Orange County, whatever. They'll handle the car rental for you. They'll handle your insurance for you. And they'll do the best job you can possibly imagine in getting your car repaired right at a reasonable cost.
Things happen. I mean, you and I have both used their service, and it is. It's
they're the best.
It's a family
service. Think about going anywhere.
They are the very, very best.
Poway Valley Collision.
Right.
And the nice thing is, too, is they are one of our Let's Talk Hookup supporters. And I always say this, you know, if you enjoy listening to the show, we really appreciate you when you support our sponsors, because that's what keeps us on the air here on the Mighty 1090.
That's it. Well, hey, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Bob. How about we talk to Ralph, who's got us from Hermosa Beach this morning. Hi, Ralph. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah,
morning,
my
Ralph.
Question for Dr. Bob is, you know, I've been hit, stung or poked by a sculpin before, you know, and I was wondering what is the best way to treat those symptoms that you get, you know, and the swelling is one thing, but, man, it's miserable when you're infected with that poison.
Oh, it's
gnarly. Is there any treatment you know of?
Yes, it's it is heat label. So that it'll be deactivated if you put hot water on it, but you got to be careful because if it's too hot, it'll burn. You don't want to burn yourself, so try putting some a cloth with hot water over it.
Or you can put your hand or whatever place in a bucket of very warm water, but not scalding.
Correct.
Not scalding. It's interesting. The same thing works for stingray stains.
That's correct.
Too. Yeah.
Yes.
It's heat. Yeah. Like you say, it's heat.
It just breaks down the toxin. Or?
Right.
Yes. And I want to point out that it isn't just sculpin, but all of the rockfish have a similar, but not as it isn't as serious, but be careful with the rockfish also. And rockfish,
there are
not,
some that are
not only
gnarly.
The spines, but on their gill plates, you can get stuck.
You can get stuck too, yeah.
So be careful with that as well, you know.
Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in, talk to John calling from Vista. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
Merry Christmas, that's all.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.
Enjoy the show, as usual. Thanks for the one a couple weeks ago. I gave a trip I won from Dana Point to a couple kids.
That's
rad,
really nice,
John. Good
John.
For you.
Nice.
Good on you.
Appreciate it.
Basically, that's it. You know, I mean, love your show. Have a good year. And
all right.
Have a better year of fishing next year. So.
Merry Christmas to you. I don't know how we could have a better year of fishing, but I'll take it. We're going to try. Appreciate the call this morning.
Mike in Allied Gardens, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great show. Hey, I've been on hold since yesterday.
All right.
Just kidding, Ryan. Who is the unsung hero, Ryan, at the phones.
Yep,
that's
indeed.
Sure.
Ryan does a great job on our phones. We sure appreciate all his hard work there. He's a master at it.
Another great thing is the website, tremendous. Can you archive this as a special highlight for medical conditions or, I don't know, maybe highlight it some way that we could still archive this throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, I'll have it up on the archives here in the near future. We've had some issues with our archives lately because our regular guy, Adam, who does our archives, is on his honeymoon.
Yeah,
so we've had some, but he's back this next week, so we'll make sure we get everything up to date and cured here. So, but this is a good one. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, how about next up? We talked to Sylvia calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Hey, Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Same to
you, too, Sylvia.
Thank you. Hey, I do have a question for Dr. Bob. I do get seasick, and what's your take on the patch and cutting it in half?
Good question.
Because I do get everything. I hallucinate.
Yeah. Okay, Sylvia, you know, seasick is nothing to be ashamed of. One person in three under even mild conditions will get seasick. When it gets really rough, it might go up as much as two out of three people will get it. Not always a full blown not only the full blown but the beginning symptoms, loss of appetite, even excessive yawning is one of the early symptoms.
Really?
Yes. And that's the time to take something, because if you wait until you're throwing up, you won't be able to get anything down. And if it does go down, it may come right back up. Sylvia, you're a little person. I think I would try half a patch to cut it in half.
Is it safe to cut the patch in half?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Now, one thing you got to be careful of, when you handle it, wash your hands right afterwards. Because if you get any of that stuff in your eyes will dilate so much that you, even with sunglasses, you won't be able to stay outside.
What's better, to take to get the compounding pharmacies to make a pill for you, or to take the patch? What's your opinion?
Okay, well, to me, the pills are new. I think the advantage of the pills is the disadvantage of the patch is you have to take it way ahead of time, whether you know you're going to be sick or not. The advantage of the pill is you can feel, get these early
faster symptoms, acting.
Take it right now, and it goes away.
All right. Sylvia, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
What a great show, Bob. That was awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that awesome AFTCO package with the belt and the gloves, and who's going fishing up at Dana War Sport Fishing on a three-quarter day trip. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When customers return, you must be doing it right. At least, that is what we believe on Royal Star. This is Captain Tim Ekstrom. My partners, Randy Toussaint, Brian Sims, and I will not only take you to the finest fishing destinations, but we deliver the highest quality RSW product, pioneering the finest fresh fish storage system in the San Diego long-range fleet. Royal Star has a limited number of openings on our year-round schedule, with most anglers returning year after year. If you want to fish with the best, make your reservation now on Royal Star. Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764. We look forward to fishing with you.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you could talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days and we released two marlin and we caught four dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big dorado, good billfish, a good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily, so it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing that we have, a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime, I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero. I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
Come to your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman for the latest in guns, the hottest fishing products, and the best shooting gear. With 17 Southern California locations, including two in San Diego County, Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Every week, you can check out fantastic specials on fishing, hunting, and shooting gear by logging on to their website at turners.com. Or better yet, stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, it's time for the big winners. The AFTCO belt and short pump long-range fishing gloves is going to Goldie in North Park, and then a three-quarter day trip for two up at Dana War Sport Fishing going to Cliff in Lakewood. Guys, congratulations. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Dr. Bob Blum, great job. Of course, we didn't get to talk as much about world records as you wanted to. We talked mostly about seasickness, but that's okay. Important stuff all the way around. There's a book you brought in by Dr. Milton Love that you highly recommend, right?
Yes. Certainly more than you want to know about the fishes of the Pacific Coast.
And what do you like about that book?
Well, it's not only informative, but it's humorous and some interesting anecdotes. His previous book was called probably more than you want to know about the fishes.
And this is certainly more.
This is certainly more, but the probably more, here's a chapter on fish parasites, and you don't want to read that before you go out for sushi.
Yeah, indeed. And you carried a Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
We do, yeah, we have. Yeah. It's a great book. He's right.
Yeah. Well, check it out. And Dr. Blum, thank you. Thank
great
you,
job,
Carol,
Bob.
For bringing Bob today. We appreciate it. And being our tournament director, Bob. And we'll look forward to having you back.
Okay, it was fun. Thank you.
All right, and thank you for listening today. Merry Christmas to everybody. Rick and I and Ryan.
Awesome.
The entire family of Let's Talk Hookup here wish you a great, great Christmas. And we will be back next weekend, next Saturday. Captain Brett McBride, the Shark Man himself, will be in the studio here next Saturday. And then Mr. Brandon Hayward, or Captain Brandon Hayward, from One Man Charters and the Bike Magazine will be in on Sunday. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Bike Week Radio is next right here on the Mighty 1090.